There's an old Apple Macintosh desktop background. I think it's from like probably 2008. It was one of their default desktop backgrounds, and it was just a bunch of blades of wet grass, and it was like a close-up of all these blades of wet grass. And for some reason, that old desktop background has always stuck out in my mind, and for a while, I thought it might be fun to try and recreate that. But there's one of the problems with that is it doesn't rain much here in Oklahoma. Especially recently, we've been kind of in a prolonged drought. And when we have gotten rain, it's been at night. And so I haven't really had the opportunity to photograph blades of wet grass. I don't like to say I haven't had a chance to do X, Y, and Z because often I do have a chance. I just choose not to. In this case, it's true. I didn't have the chance to do this type of photo because we just haven't had the conditions for it. But after a midday storm recently, I did have the chance. So I went outside with my D200 and my 50 millimeter lens to see what I could do. I was just in my backyard. I didn't want to recreate that photo, that old desktop background exactly, but I wanted to try something along those lines. So we have these big tufts of grass about 4 feet high in our backyard. If you look way back from like September 2013 on Weekly 50, I think I posted a picture of a spider that had snared a cricket or something in its web. And that was from the same that was like a foot to the right of where this photo was taken. But this is just in my backyard. We had these big old tufts of green grass, and some of them had drops of water on them like this, and it looked really cool. So I thought maybe I'll get a photograph of that. Well, the problem was the 50 millimeter lens is not a macro lens. And sometimes people say, I want to try macro photography. What's a good lens for macro photography? Well, a macro just means that you can get really close up. You can maintain focus really close up. And in this case, this drop of water was about a foot away from my lens. And this drop is super, super tiny. It's about the size of a pinhead. And if you have a macro lens, you can literally position yourself like an inch away from your subject and get right up close to what it is you're photographing. But you can't really do that with a normal lens. They simply aren't capable of bending light in that fashion. So that was an issue here because it meant it was really hard to get to focus exactly. With the drop of water being as small as it was and being about 12 inches away, for one thing, it was too small to autofocus, so I had to do manual. But there was a really, really shallow depth of field. Even at f4, which I shot this, I could have gone to like an f8 or an f11 and had a wider depth of field, so a broader range of what's in focus. But I didn't really want a broader range. I wanted just that droplet in focus. So it was really tricky to do that with only a 50 millimeter lens. I wanted the effect of having the blade of grass in the foreground, and then you see it go back to the droplet and then sort of recede into this cloud of green in the background. I wanted that effect. I tried a few different angles. I tried a few different drops of water, not me putting them there, but just looking around at different drops of water. And I went back to my computer and womp, womp, womp. I didn't like anything. I shot maybe 15 photos. I didn't like any of them. I was shooting at ISO 400, which on my D200 was way too grainy for my taste in this particular instance. Noise and grain isn't always a bad thing, but in this particular instance, I didn't want the noise and grain that produced. Also, that's only a 10 megapixel camera, which you've heard me talk about megapixels before. For the most part, they don't matter. But in this one, a lot of cropping was required because the water droplet was so small that if you didn't crop it, you wouldn't really be able to see it. And so it just wasn't working with my D200. The solution, bust out the D7100. Normally, I keep my 35 on that. And so I just switched lenses and I went back and redid the photograph. But again, I couldn't get it to focus. It was such a narrow depth of field. I mean, you got to imagine this is like the size of a pinhead. And so the amount that's in focus here is maybe a quarter to a half an inch at most. And that's not much room when the smallest little breath of wind comes by and moves this blade of grass, or the smallest movement on my part, and pretty soon it's out of focus. So no matter what I did, that drop was just out of focus and I couldn't get it to focus. My solution, I actually engaged the motor drive, and a lot of cameras have this. It's the continuous shooting mode on my camera, and I positioned myself a little farther back, like maybe a couple inches back, and then literally as I just clicked away on the shutter, I physically moved myself closer to the raindrop. And sure enough, it worked. I actually got two that worked. And there's a series. If you go back and look, well, you can't, but if I were to go back and look at my library of photos, there's one where like the tip of the blade of grass is in focus, and then a little behind that, a little behind that, a little behind that, and farther down the line. And just out of luck, this one worked out where the drop is in focus, and just like the tiniest bit of grass in front of it is also in focus. And I think that sort of leads your eye to the drop. There was one also where the drop is in focus and then behind it was in focus. And I didn't really like that. I wanted it to be in front like that. With the D7100, it's a 24 megapixel camera, and that's way overkill for 95% of any given shooting situation. But this one happened to be in that 5%. I was able to crop this down. It was originally 24 megapixel file. I cropped it down to 5 megapixels. I forget the exact pixel dimensions, but you can go to Flickr and download the original if you want. Or not the original, but this cropped version if you want, the full crop version. And that 24 megapixels allows you to have tons of room for cropping if you need it. I had to crop it way down because on the full file, you could see the drop, but it didn't really grab your attention. I really wanted to focus the viewer's attention right on that drop of water, so I had to crop it a lot. I also shot this at ISO 200. I could have gone a little higher, but I didn't need to. The D7100 is much less grainy than the D200. But I didn't really need to. I just tried it at 200 to see what happens because I wanted to get the tiniest little details of the water drop. You can look and see these like little, I don't know, it looks like a little veiny structures or something inside the water drop. It looks really cool. And the higher your ISO, the less detail you get in your photo. Also, before I close out here, I want to mention this adheres strictly this is a textbook example of the rule of thirds, if you've ever heard of that. You can Google just rule of thirds and you'll see what I'm talking about. The drop sits on the exact intersection between the top third and the left-hand third. And some people decry it. Some people say, oh, the rule of thirds is just for beginners. You can do a lot more interesting things if you look at your own way of composing a photograph. And that's fine. Rule of thirds, I think, has its place. It's a classic for a good reason. It just works. It's not always a good rule to strictly adhere to. So like, if you're looking for a way to expand your photography, maybe branch beyond the rule of thirds. But sometimes you just go with vanilla ice cream because it's good. You don't need anything fancy. And like this photo, sometimes you just go with the rule of thirds because it works, and it really does in this situation. The lesson here, I'm going to close out now this long podcast episode. The lesson that I want to take away from this is if you want to try something different, try recreating a photo. Look for a photo that you really like, or maybe a photographer that you really like, and try recreating what you see. It's kind of a fun way to stretch yourself. And then once you're able to recreate it, maybe try and find a way of putting your own unique spin on it as well, just as a way to stretch yourself and challenge yourself a little bit.